Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Thursday, March 13th, 2014. Now, yesterday we covered an open carry rally at South by Southwest. And we've got some interesting reactions to show you. The purpose of the rally was to show people who don't normally see guns what it's all about. Something that they should not be afraid of, should not be intimidated with. They should have respect for it, of course, but look at the reaction of these three Asian girls. That sums it up precisely. Now, of course, this all began because there was a panel discussion at South by Southwest on Saturday with Bloomberg's mayoral group for gun control and a couple of other groups. They had a very tiny turnout. So we got together an armed carry that showed people what it's all about, and it was about 10 times larger than the South by Southwest anti-gun event. As Kit Daniels points out, the march was organized in only a few days, even though the other groups had a very long time to plan their event, and it was a weekday to boot. So if they're going to try to censor guns on social media, as Bloomberg has met with Facebook and said they want to do, they want to treat it like pornography, well, censor this. Censor people walking around peacefully with guns, which is their right, their legal right to do that in Austin. Now, we had a tragedy at South by Southwest. We had, overnight, we had 25 people were struck by a drunk driver. Two have died. 23 are still in the hospital. Two of those patients are in critical condition. It's a real tragedy, but imagine that if this had been something around the gun event. Imagine what they would have done with this. We see how they use tragedies to try to further their social agenda. Now, of course, there was also a tragedy in New York. A building exploded. It wasn't a bomb. They didn't try to enact martial law like they did in Boston. Whenever they can, they try to use every crisis, every tragedy for their own purposes. And we need to understand that and not try to take guns away from people who are acting responsibly, just like we shouldn't take cars away from people who act responsibly. Or should we? That's a question that Kit Daniels put to people at South by Southwest.
We're here in the Red River District of downtown Austin, Texas, where last night a suspected drunk driver crashed through a barricade, killing two people and injuring 23 others. Now we're going to ask some of the locals, as well as the out-of-towners, if we should consider banning cars, just like how gun control advocates are always demanding that we ban guns after a shooting. So did you hear about what happened last night with the...
I just heard right now.
Really? So what do you think about it?
Drunk people suck.
I think those kinds of things happen when you have a bunch of drunk people all together in one place.
I hate to say it, it's almost like terroristic, like what happened last night. It's bad, yeah.
I don't know. I guess there was an accident.
I think that people are idiots.
Considering that the driver drove a car and killed people using a car, do you think we should have a ban on cars?
Probably. I think so.
Ban cars, for sure.
Absolutely. We should just ban everything.
Ban everything. Ban pencils, ban knives. Hell, ban walking on the street because, hey, you can trip and fall and kill yourself.
I mean, people are always saying we should ban guns after a shooting event, so maybe we should just ban cars too, right?
No. But I don't think we should have so many guns.
There should be, I mean, there are weapons in the right hands. I mean, just like a plane can be used as a weapon.
I do believe it's important to keep laws progressing towards reducing firearms and reducing cars and the use of cars.
I mean, we should just stay in our bedrooms with mattresses strapped to us.
Put a straitjacket on you, and
maybe I can put pillows over my head.
They're not really comparable, though. I mean, you ban cars, people can't get around. You ban guns, people can't, I don't know, be stupid and shoot each other.
I think guns are, they're made to kill, like you don't get a gun thinking, oh, I'm just gonna like, you know, play this. Guns are made to kill things and kill people, and I think people should, it should be harder for people to get guns.
Well, I have a lot of guns myself, but they never killed anybody.
I mean, I'm not saying that I think you're crazy, but I think it should definitely be harder for people to obtain things that are made to kill people.
I know it was like a certain right that we were given in the beginning, but I mean, at the end of the day, facts are facts. The Constitution is, what, 200 going on 300 years old? So, I mean, it was a whole different situation than now.
Do you know that the reason the Founding Fathers wrote the Second Amendment was based on ancient philosophers such as Cicero, Livy, and even Machiavelli, who was known for giving advice to tyrants, that they all wanted an armed population to defend against tyrants and not so much for hunting? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Now you know.
If we're using the guns to, like, fight against tyrants, that would make more sense. But seeing as we live in America, I don't really feel like that's necessary anymore.
Because you don't?
I don't, actually, you know. Because we don't really need guns, I guess. People are just going to get hurt. It's like, what's the point?
I do realize that majority of the murders that happen around the world have been committed by governments, which has been termed democide. What's your take on that?
Well, I don't believe in violence.
Yeah, we should ban pizza.
Hey, pizza? Yeah, I'm fat, whatever. That's my choice. Personal choice.
So you're saying that you're responsible and not the pizza, correct?
Yeah, it's life choices.
So you'd say that the driver was responsible and not the car, right?
Hey, it's an instrument.
So you would say the shooter is responsible and not the gun, correct?
Yeah, I would.
So you believe in personal responsibility?
Yeah, I do.
Now, in the filming of this report, I had to stay out of the way of multiple cars. I almost got hit by a golf cart at one point. Yet, we do not see Michael Bloomberg spending millions of dollars to fund an anti-car movement. This is Kit Daniels reporting for InfoWars.com.
Well, one way we respond is by showing people what responsible gun ownership looks like. Another way is at the state level. Look at this move in Missouri to nullify federal gun grabs. This is reported by the New American. They say that on March 6th, the Missouri House of Representatives committee approved a bill to thwart the Obama administration's gun grabs. It has now moving to the floor for a vote. It has been passed by the Senate. Now, this is what the act says. It says all federal laws, executive orders, etc., I'm not going to read the entire thing, which infringe on people's right to keep and bear arms shall be invalid in this state. Do they have the right to do that? Of course they do. That's what the 10th Amendment is about. And of course we have two recent SCOTUS decisions, Supreme Court decisions, that stand behind the 10th Amendment on this very issue. We've got 1992 decision, New York versus U.S., and we've got Mack versus, and Prenz versus the United States. That was Sheriff Mack pushing back against the Brady Bill. That was 1999. So there is not only a clearly written constitutional amendment that constrains the federal government and retains that power to the states, but there's also clear recent Supreme Court decisions as a precedent. Now, we have an interesting story coming out of California. This is a gun parts manufacturer who successfully filed a restraining order against the ATF. For 2 years, they've been trying to get a list of 5,000 of his customers, and he basically stopped them with a restraining order. Ja'Kari Jackson has this report.
Ares Armor, a California gun parts manufacturer, has filed a temporary restraining order against the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives for fears the federal agency could soon bust down its doors.
What the ATF has determined time and time again is that there is 5 operations on the AR-15 receivers that need to be left undone, that still need to be milled by the customer in order for it to be considered not to be a firearm.
Here's the problem. A manufacturer has made one in plastic with different material and colors.
This is plastic, this is metal.
Which show the person building it exactly where to drill.
Ares Armor says the ATF is threatening to shut them down if they don't hand over some 5,000 names of people, customers.
Show that to everyone who says registration doesn't lead to confiscation. The ATF demanding customer records of a product they don't approve of. We already see magazines being banned in parts of California and Connecticut, and guns banned in New York based on cosmetic features. And on the other side of the ranch, the ATF ran guns into Mexico under Operation Fast and Furious, a fact that the Attorney General Eric Holder perjured himself about.
Attorney General Eric Holder was sent briefings on the controversial Fast and Furious operation as far back as July 2010. That directly contradicts his statement to Congress. Listen to what Holder told a Judiciary Committee hearing on May 3rd this year.
I'm not sure the exact date, but I probably heard about Fast and Furious for the first time over the last few weeks.
Yet internal Justice Department documents show that at least 10 months before that hearing, Holder began receiving frequent memos discussing Fast and Furious.
You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
Well, while that restraining order may have temporarily stopped the ATF, of course, the NSA and the Department of Homeland Security are not restrained by orders or by the Constitution or by the FISA Act, which was supposed to restrain them from spying on domestic citizens. And now we learn from a FOIA document that Homeland Security is monitoring the Drudge Report. In order to track news websites and social media to gather critical information, quote, during normal operations, crises, and extraordinary events, in other words, during ordinary events and extraordinary events, in other words, all the time, they are monitoring media storylines, and they're going to integrate their focus into Homeland Security's situational awareness and operations analytical process. Well, why are they doing this? Well, of course, this is all about manufacturing consent. And this is why it's so important to guard the public's privacy and to keep the metadata, to keep the conversations on social media from being monitored by the government. They are constantly trying to propagandize us, to manufacture consent, and this is the way they get their feedback and see if it's working, and then adjust things and see how that affects the outcome. They want to know what you think, how you're responding to their propaganda. That's why they're monitoring these stories. Notice that they're not monitoring what they called first-tier platforms. That would be places like the BBC or the AP or Reuters, because they're just repeating the government propaganda line. They classify Drudge as being other sources, even though Drudge is not a source. Drudge is an aggregator. He links to these other news sites, but they count him as a source. Why? Because he's just not putting out the government propaganda line. He's looking at the entire news spectrum. Now, guess who doesn't like being monitored? That's right. Daryl Issa, Dianne Feinstein, and Miss Lindsey Graham. They have now discovered that it's illegal, that it's an outrage. Listen to this reaction as they find out that the CIA has been listening to Senate Intelligence Committee members and their staffers. Issa rips the CIA over Feinstein's spying allegations and calls it treason. After a year of the Snowden revelations, where's he been for a year? This is what he has to say. Spying on the executive branch, spying on Congress, violating the separation of powers. That's treason. It's written up in the Constitution. Well, actually, there's nothing about that in the Constitution. What the Constitution gives a definition of treason as is levying war. Is he saying that spying is levying war? Is he saying that giving aid and comfort to the enemy is like giving information to the NSA? Does that mean the NSA is our enemy? There's some real troubling implications here, aren't there? But they're not concerned about you, even though they see spying as levying war and giving information to the enemy. They don't care about your situation. Look at what Feinstein said in the Washington Post. She said, "This is a defining moment for Congress's role in overseeing the nation's intelligence agencies. And this is, quote, grave concerns, unquote, that the CIA had violated the separation of powers, unquote." Is she saying that the CIA is a branch of government? Are they a separate branch of government? Or are they, is she saying that they're the Praetorian Guard of our Caesar, our president? Very troubling implications. But finally, they're reacting because it's coming against them and not just against you and I. Now, unfortunately, the public doesn't still understand the importance of privacy and that they can't trade off their privacy for security. Look at this story coming out of California. Big Brother, small city, River Islands will feature heavy surveillance. People are paying to get onto an island that has limited access and surveillance cameras everywhere and cops barking orders at people, reading license plate tags. These people are paying to get into all the aspects of the security state that you and I want to get out of.
The scenic development surrounded by winding waterways is billed as a safe haven. Only four bridges leading in and out with security checkpoints and a fiber optic video surveillance program planned. Every license plate scanned on roads here will be cross-checked with a DMV database for stolen cars.
My wife and I were looking for a place that was safe for our daughter, and so that's why we chose out here.
It's good to have surveillance, but also it's if it's too much, it's invading our privacy also.
Well, that lady is starting to get it. Basically, what these people are doing is they're buying homes in a maximum security prison. That's what they're creating as a prison. It's maximum security. Now, we all understand that even though we don't like it, the government is watching us constantly. And you know who else understands that? Bill Gates. And so he's going to be meeting face to face with 80 senators. You know, you don't want to have some of these communications monitored by the NSA, so just pull them in face to face. Summon your minions and tell them exactly what you want. Who needs Bilderberg? He can get 80% of the senators to just come and listen to Bill Gates, and he can directly tell them face to face what he wants to. Now, what does this kind of thing buy? Look at this article. This is Paul Ryan. Remember him? He ran as Romney's vice president last time. What does this kind of influence from corporations buy? Well, if they want to, they can tell the GOP to fall on their sword. He says, we don't have the votes yet for immigration, but we're working really hard to find them. Nobody wants this, but the Chamber of Commerce and big business and, of course, the Democrat Party, who's going to own those voters. So it's essentially political suicide for the GOP, unless maybe they have some accommodations that are going to be made for them in terms of the voting machines. Maybe Romney can rig those for them. Now, what does it buy you? This is what it buys you with this immigration law. Look at this. The latest estimate of illegal alien population exceeds the unemployed. That's right. CNS News reports the Pew Center's latest estimate of the number of illegal aliens residing in the United States exceeds the approximate 11.5 million people that the Bureau of Labor Statistics says were unemployed in the average month of 2013. Well, of course, and the big corporations, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, want this, because they can get those people who are illegal aliens to work for less money. Even if they didn't pay them less money, they would still be paying them less because they're not going to be paying Social Security on these illegal aliens, and that saves them 7.5% of their payroll right there. But of course, they can also blackmail them over their legal status and say, take a lower salary or we'll have you sent back. Well, coming up after the break, Leanne McAdoo has a report about what you can do to defend your property rights when the power company wants to use smart meters and you don't want them. Now, also, what does it mean for your pizza with Agenda 21? If they ask you, do you want flies with that? They're not actually mispronouncing it. Stay tuned for that report.
Symbols are powerful, and the globalists have hijacked the symbols of America. They've turned them into their own symbols. Well, we are restoring the idea of the true republic, not the counterfeit globalist empire, by promoting the icon George Washington and others. That's why we're rolling out an 100% made in America line of incredible pro-liberty apparel. We are repopularizing liberty. We are helping fellow Americans rediscover what made this country great. We are the spirit of 1776. We are 1776 worldwide. We are all brothers and sisters in arms in the animating contest of liberty in the long march towards humanity's ultimate destiny of freedom. Visit madein1776.com today and vote with your dollars to promote truly made in America, high quality products, and promote the ideals of liberty. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Kevin Schmidt is just another Texan who was surprised to find a smart meter attached to his home one day without receiving any notice in the monthly energy bill, no letter, nothing. After researching smart meters online, he and his wife sent a notice to the energy company giving them 30 days to remove this unwanted meter and replace it with their old analog. Schmidt was promptly visited by an energy company employee who robotically recited the safety, security, and efficiency of the meters. After the 30 days expired, the smart meter was still attached to the home, so Schmidt had a licensed electrician replace the analog meter. Well, several days later, the energy company cut the power supply to the couple's home. Now, now powerless, Schmidt has been unable to fight the system to have his electricity replaced, and local authorities say they can't do anything about it because it's between a private person and another business. And this isn't the only case of citizens literally getting their doors kicked in so that these power company goons can enforce this unwelcome spying smart grid system.
I'm just putting in your meters. Your power's gonna be out for about 20, well, when I find the meters. They're down here, right?
I'd heard her banging, but I didn't know that she actually kicked the door in until she left. Because when she left, I came here and I found this on the ground. I was like, wow, she actually kicked the door in.
So officials can ticket you, issue fines for all sorts of reasons, give monopolies permission to radiate and invade your privacy. However, they don't have the power to reinforce a citizen's right to protect herself and her property. Well, perhaps that's due to the massive incentive that utilities have to go ahead with the smart grid program. The smart meter program was part of the 2009 bailout package, which allocated $11 billion, including smart meters for all homes' electricity, gas, and water. Now, they say smart meters are meant to save energy in the environment, increase power reliability, and to give you more control of the energy use in your home. But some people say the meters use more energy, increase their bills, and not to mention, they're constantly emitting radiation. Tens of thousands of individuals have already reported to government utilities that they are getting sick or being impaired after the installation of a smart meter at their home.
The muscle contractions that my husband and I were having, involuntary muscle contractions, inflammation, headaches, insomnia, concentration problems, swelling, chest pains. They did a live blood analysis of red blood cells. They pulled people's blood before they put them in front of a smart meter, and the red blood cells looked normal. Then they put the people in front of a smart meter for about 2 minutes, about 2 feet away. It was shocking, Alex, what the blood results showed. The red blood cells had ruptured. They were distorted, and they started stacking up upon each other.
Additionally, the grid is incredibly susceptible to hackers. Why would our government force these meters on every home only to leave us open to an attack? Plus, data can easily be gathered about your habits via the smart meters, making them handy for surveillance and a future barrage of constant advertising.
Its primary intention is to transmit data. It receives data from smart appliances, which will be in your home, so that they can, you know, then immediately push back to you what they feel that you need in that moment for advertising purposes. It's not giving us more control. It's actually giving the control to big corporations, to utilities, and to governments who will be sharing in this data that is basically being extracted from the home in a very, very high level of detail.
Thanks to concerned citizens demanding action, some cities are offering an opt-out at a price. One utility company in Austin charges $75 to opt out of the smart meters. Another company is charging $300 for deinstallation and a recurring $18 a month fee just for sticking to the analog meter. Others are mulling a charge of $842 for the service of taking the smart meter away. It's an unbelievable price for opting out when the public never opted in. Nevertheless, citizens must demand that power companies offer an opt-out. It's the first step to taking back your power.
Don't allow corporations to pave a perilous path right into your home. Take back your power today by picking up a copy of this impactful DVD at the InfoWars store and investigate the smart grid for yourself.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
We're on the march.
The empire's on the run, and the InfoWars army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors, and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution. InfoWarsStore.com.
What do you think of that?
It's great. That's filling.
Are you getting one?
You know what? You tell me, should I get crickets or mealworms?
Oh, you tell me if you like sunflower seeds or hot Cheeto.
So they both have different flavors. Oh, my gosh.
Hot Cheeto, sunflower seeds.
Oh, my gosh.
Mexican spice, sour cream, and onion.
I've heard they've said because of overpopulation, we need to learn to eat bugs because of the protein.
And we even ship these in from California.
So they're from California. So it's trendy.
Yeah. Okay.
Unbelievably delicious. Well, I tell you what. Which one do you recommend, cricket or mealworm?
I'd go with the mealworm.
Folks, we're going with the mealworm to prove we're trendy here at the Travis County Rodeo while Willie Nelson plays inside. I wonder if he smokes these in his vaporizer. All right. For Bill Gates. So they can have a bigger jet and more red carpets. And Obama said that Africans shouldn't have air conditioners or cars. We should eat bugs, I agree, so they can live more royally.
If everybody's raising living standards to the point where everybody's got a car and everybody's got air conditioning and everybody's got a big house, well, the planet will boil over.
That's right. You guys aren't allowed to take cash, right?
No.
Cash is banned in the New World Order. So is beef. You eat bugs, and I pay with a credit card. Here you go, sir. And we do what's trendy. That means jumping off a cliff, we do it. That means turning our guns in, we do it. Whatever the government says, we do it. The state runs our lives. The state runs our children. The state is God, and it's the law to take vaccines, even though it isn't.
Because it's trendy.
And there's no worry that they lie and say it's the law to take shots, even though it's not.
There you go, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, sir.
$13.
Great, great. $13 for a succulent. So these cost more than a regular pizza.
Yeah, they're $8 a slice.
So these are even more powerful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, bon appetit. I give you the most luscious meal in the known galaxy.
Let me see.
And, of course, you normally do eat insects in regular food. So I do this only to prove myself. For Bill Gates, we can have more jets. And for Al Gore, I want to buy carbon taxes. Honey, do you want one?
No.
That is an extremist. Sir, please come over here. That was an extremist response, that young girl being horrified by eating bugs. It's a conspiracy that women ever breastfed their children. It's a conspiracy that IQs were ever above 70. It's a conspiracy that geoengineering's not a problem. It's a conspiracy that vaccines are brain damaging you or fluoride. The answer, ladies and gentlemen, to everything is
the GMO mealworm pizza.
The GMO mealworm pizza, combining the best of Bill Gates' GMO. Ladies and gentlemen, in the name of trendiness, delicious. I need even more. I had to pay extra for this.
I am not going to eat one. If I had to survive, I would.
Is that because he's racist?
Now
Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million YouTube, he had 300 million people that have watched him on YouTube, and that sort of fringe, arch-conservative, deeply, I think, racist strain is being tapped into at crazy profit by people in the media.
Well, it is, and I think that the point you just made is the key thing, at crazy profit. These folks are getting paid to be racist.
It's racist if you don't accept whatever the government says, and they say eat bugs. The trendy say eat bugs. If he doesn't do it, he's a heretic.
I probably heretic. Am, but you'd have to pass
heretic.
Where I cannot see it.
Listen, you eat it right now?
No, thank you.
All right, Buckley, you prove your power right now. Come on. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't even treat me out of curiosity.
Oh, now he sees the group doing it. See
not
the floor?
Like, not like crickets. They're not bad. Actually, pretty good.
Well, hell, I think I'm going to join the bug-eating cult. We are surveying the Star Destroyer. There is the globalist leader, Janet Napolitano. We have discovered a new life form in D.C. Very exciting, huh?
Yeah.
There you go. Pete's on a stick. Bug's on a stick.
It's all in the name of trendiness. Join the trendies.
Well, that's it for our news tonight. Now, if you'd like to support our operation here, please consider getting a Prison Planet TV subscription. You can share that with up to 10 friends at one time. All of you can be watching simultaneously, and they can watch all of Alex Jones's documentaries as well. It's a great way to spread the news. It's a way to support our operation here. We'll be back tomorrow night at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.